Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening at GTE Financial. And one thing we do better than anybody else is intentionally engage our young people, our students, and who better to talk to than George Polanco. Hey, George, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
It is so good to have you on.
Thank you. No need for standing ovations.
I know. Well, our studio audience is, how shall we put it? They didn't do so well in school, so they're here making their dollar a day. Before we talk about all the great stuff that we do for student engagement, tell us a bit about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Wow, where do I start? Actually, I've been with GTE Financial, I think it's going on 3.5 years. I started with GTE as an intern, a strategic planning intern, and out of that internship, the student population, we realized that the student population wasn't really engaged, and they asked me a key question. They said, how can we engage our students? So the whole student program actually came out of my internship, where we were able to implement our first college checking program. And then from there, we immediately launched our first student, our student financial center here in collaboration with the HCC or Hillsborough Community College campus.
Right.
So my role turned from intern to employee as a student relationship officer. And from the student relationship officer, we started engaging campuses, started talking to students. I had the opportunity to put together a team where we can go ahead and brainstorm and understand, really, really understand what our students needed and what information they didn't have and concerns to finances. That role turned into what I now am, a student experience coordinator, where I oversee the scholarship foundation, oversee the internship program, and all things that have to do with engaging our students.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we do a lot of great, great things. And what a perfect role to be in, since you've seen exactly how it works. Tell us about some of the great things that we do for the students.
Some of the great things that we do for the students, like I said, I was an intern. So we have our internship program that is phenomenal. We have different departments that go ahead and bid out for these interns. So it's not just you want an intern and you get it. No, it's you actually have to go ahead and put together a through-and-through plan of what these interns are going to be doing, how they're going to impact the organization, and they're going to be walking out of here with a real-world experience. So it's really competitive, and we aim and strive to get the best of the best. Besides the internship program, we have our student powered program, where we have our student relationship officers that go on financial literacy sessions at our local partner colleges. They go out into the community along with our community partners, engaging our community, engaging our partners. Besides that, they also go through a development program where we're trying to go ahead and develop each piece of them professionally, giving them real-world experiences, exposing them to our business units here at our headquarter office, and constantly focused on their development. Besides that, we have our student leadership team that actually oversees the student powered program. So this program is meant to be a completely student run program. So we have student leaders, and these leaders are our seasoned leaders that started as the first cast of when we opened up the student powered program, and they've moved up into leadership in defining this program and working again with our leaders here at GTE to understand the needs, the demographic, the market base, and really getting a full experience out of everything that GTE has to offer, but also propel that into a community that is so neat, that needs GTE Financial so much.
Absolutely. And it is April, which in the credit union marketplace is National Youth Education Month. So what a great way to kick off April here on the GTE podcast. And of course, you mentioned the Scholarship Foundation, and later this year, I think in August, you guys have a big scholarship luncheon. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're super excited. We're working really hard to make this a success. So before the scholarship luncheon, we actually have a scholarship judging event. So the whole program is based off of the idea of getting all these community leaders, right, to really understand what these students are what are the needs of these students, right? So it's not just like any other scholarship where you go ahead and apply and then you get a letter that you're going to receive the scholarship, and it's very a very empty experience. For GTE, we've taken a different approach. We want to go ahead and understand what's going on in these students' lives, and not just understand what's going on, but we want the community at large to understand what type of students are we serving, right? What type of
Right.
student, what are the needs of these students? What are their stories? So we invite our local area community leaders to come, and they're here all day. And
Wow.
this year they're going to be here on the 22nd of June, where they come and we host them, and they go through the applications, they read the stories, and they select the winners.
Wow.
And it's an incredible experience. It's a humbling experience to go ahead and actually, as a community leader, to come back to like the basics, and really see where they probably started from. And there's people that are trying to get to their to they're trying to they're traveling the journey, really, of
Right.
these people that they've traveled, our CEOs, our community leaders, right? So after that event, and we select that the scholarship winners are selected, we have a luncheon, and the luncheon is to go ahead and bring the families and have and put a name with a face. So
Right.
not only do we take the time to host this event and have the community leaders understand who these students are, but we actually sit the students down at the table. Across that table, they'll see the judge that actually knows who they are through their story. And
Oh,
their
wow.
family sits at that table with the judge, and this whole experience begins where they understand what these students need. But on top of that, these students get to really expose what student challenges are to these community leaders. And we all do that over lunch, a great lunch that we host at one of our community hotels here in the Tampa Bay area. And it's just an overwhelming experience for the students, for the judges, for the community, where after that event, we go back to the drawing board and say, how can we continue to serve our demographic?
Awesome, awesome. And for the folks that are out there in the community financial centers, you also created a cool wiki, right? So people know all the details about the scholarships.
Absolutely. So we want everyone to know. So we've put together a wiki that they can find on our new wiki that we've created. It's under student scholarships, and all the information that they would need is on that wiki. They can go ahead and pull it up, and it's going to talk about the overview, guidelines, different things that we're looking for, eligibility, frequent asked questions, the deadline, award details, anything and everything that a member might come and ask. And concerns to the scholarship, we've now made that readily accessible for our staff and employees to go ahead and be able to answer those questions, which was something that we didn't have before. We hadn't really taken the opportunity to engage our employees and get them excited about this program, but now we're going ahead and jumping on calls, talking to everyone, making sure everyone understands how we serve through the scholarship program, and how this impacts our students.
Awesome, awesome. That's awesome. Hey, listen, before we let you go, we always like to ask just kind of a fun question. What was the last song that you listened to?
You're gonna put me on the spot here. The last song I listened to, I was driving into work this morning, and I was listening to More Than a Feeling from Journey.
Hey, More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
That's actually Boston. That's
Oh,
actually
that's
Boston.
Boston. Yeah, I had Journey in
Yes,
my mind.
yes.
Boston,
Oh
More
my
Than a Feeling from
goodness.
Boston.
One of my
Took me
absolute
back.
favorite songs from way back in the day, man. I had the 33 RPM for that song, More Than a Feeling. Here's a final song. Oh, I know. We don't want me to. We don't want me to. Yeah, the studio audience.
No,
is
we can start. You can get
the
crowd fired
down.
Up, and we'll. You can get the applauses,
oh,
and we'll go
you
ahead
know,
and karaoke
funny,
here.
Though. That song's to be in my head all day now. Well, listen, folks. We do great stuff for the students. It is a great, great program. And George, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning and sharing all that great information. Thank you very, very kindly.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Awesome guest, everybody. Thank you, George. Awesome.
Thank you.
Wow. What a throwback. More than a feeling. Hey, man, that's what people are supposed to get when they come into GT, whether they call, click, or come by in person. More than a feeling. Wow. I had not thought about that song in a long, long time. Hey, folks, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever, and let's drive our competitors crazy. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.